But before we get to all of that, we do have to get the latest on the Russia-Ukraine situation and how the U.S. is dealing with it in terms of sort of political leverage, if you will. Our Jennifer Schomburger has been following all of this. And Jen, this as we get also some headlines out of the eastern Donbas region of Ukraine, headlines that indicate they're evacuating women and children to Russia, be that as it may. Talk to us about what we're hearing out of Washington.
Good morning, Julie. President Biden is set to speak with Western leaders this afternoon about the Ukraine-Russia situation as we see more shelling in Ukraine and as the U.S. and its allies try to band together to persuade Russia to back down. The president is set to hold a call with top officials, including French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to discuss Russia's continued troop buildup on the border. Biden told reporters on Thursday that the threat of an invasion remains, quote, very high, and that a Russian attack could happen in the, quote, next several days. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has accepted an invitation to meet with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, next week on the condition there is no invasion of Ukraine. But U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said during a press conference earlier today with his Polish counterpart that the United States has still seen no drawdown of the Russian forces amassed on Ukraine's borders.
Although Russia has announced that it is moving its forces back to garrison, we have yet to see that. In fact, we see more forces moving into that region, that border region. And we also see them going through, continuing to prepare by doing things that you would expect elements to do, military elements to do, as they were preparing to launch an attack.
Now, Vice President Kamala Harris is in Munich today for a major security conference where this morning she met with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. Harris reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to NATO and reiterated the U.S. is open to pursue diplomacy with Russia, but if Russia attacks, severe sanctions will be imposed. Harris set to meet now with representatives of NATO's three Baltic states, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. She will meet with Ukraine's President Zelensky on the margins of this conference this weekend. So, guys, a very fluid situation. Back to you.
And a very tense situation as we get all of these competing and conflicting headlines. Jen, thank you so much.